is right, and so good afternoon, and welcome to the Wednesday, July 13th LAFCO meeting. Clerk, can we have roll call?
Commissioner Brandao.
Here.
Commissioner Maxig.
Present.
Commissioner Parra. Commissioner Yeo.
Here.
Chair Santoyo.
Here. Just in time.
Do that on purpose.
Yeah,
like
I think he waits right outside
like
until he asks for his name.
It's like the trains in Europe. He's on time.
Excellent. Since you're standing, I would like for you to do the flag.
Ready, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, we don't have anybody in the audience, so they don't need to know where the agendas are. And so, item three.
Item number three is comments from the public. Any person wishing to address the commission on a subject not listed on the agenda may do so at this time. State your name, address, and please keep your comments to 3 minutes.
So, the only person in the audience is there anybody with any comments in the public?
Ken might be considered public today.
He is.
I have no comments.
Okay. All right, we'll move on.
Item number four is potential conflicts of interest. Any commission member who has a potential conflict of interest shall now identify the item and recuse themselves from discussing and voting on the matter pursuant to Government Code Section 84308.
Does anybody have any conflict in this agenda? Okay.
No. Let's
keep moving forward.
Item number five is approved consent agenda item 5A, 5A being the minutes from the LAFCO meeting of June 8th, 2022.
All right, so these are matters of routine and basically are approved by a single vote. Are there any members on the commission that would like to pull anything from the consent agenda?
There's only one item, right? So.
Yeah. Just want to pull it?
Now.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the.
I got to check with the audience. You're good? All right, good. All right, now we'll come back to you.
You'll read back my motion?
No, yes.
I move to approve the consent calendar as presented.
All right, we got a second on that?
Yes, second.
All right, second. All right, so all those in favor?
Aye.
We'll move forward.
Item number six is consider a request to authorize a conditional waiver of LAFCO filing fees for the dissolution of the Westside Resource Conservation District.
And who's making that presentation? You, Brian, or? Okay.
I have no staff, so I guess we're going to do
all right. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the commission. Staff is recommending the approval of a conditional waiver of LAFCO filing fees for the dissolution of Westside Resource Conservation District. This is the first step in the process towards dissolution, which we will bring to next month's hearing. Westside Resource Conservation District was originally formed to provide information on water and soil resource conservation to landowners, in addition to developing, planning, and participating in land conservation efforts. Currently, Westside RCD is inactive. An incomplete application and resolution for dissolution was submitted to LAFCO without an application fee and left the process at a standstill until recently. Staff intends the conditional waiver to function as a temporary deferral where fees will be collected at the back end from the state controller's office. Today, staff is recommending the approval of a conditional waiver of LAFCO filing fees for the dissolution of Westside RCD. This concludes staff's presentation, and we are available for questions.
Thank you. Mr. Mesa.
So a question, and our council may need to weigh on this a little bit. So with this conditional waiver of fees, and since we intend to go after the resources which were sent to the state that were in the treasury pool of the county, do we know how much money was sent to the state from the, from our county treasurer, and as a legal question, what steps do we need to take to put a package together to apply for reimbursement?
The first part, the current balance is $64,556.42. Jesse, you want to take the next one?
Sure. Regarding the state controller's office, we would have to look that up a little bit, unless Ken knows off the top of his head. Otherwise,
we have application materials in place. It's our understanding that next month we would bring the dissolution before the commission. As long as that's approved, that would give us the resources to submit the application to the state, who would then provide the funding to LAFCO to then disperse to, I think there is a CPA, there is an auditor, there's a couple invoices from LAFCO. You would get those paid out, and then the remaining would go to Westlands.
Westlands Water District, because Westlands used to, I guess, give them money and also do, like, joint grant opportunities when that district was more active.
Correct, yes.
And let's see here. So I assume council reviewed this item. We are taking the necessary steps, because I never want to get over my skis, do something that actually disqualifies us from being able to get reimbursed later. So this is the proper process then, to be able to ask for reimbursement from the state.
Yeah, I think we were just discussing, there's a little bit of a perhaps a distinction without a difference in some ways regarding the process that you're taking today, because in the LAFCO policy manual in section 350.08 allows us to put in place a deferment until 30 days after the receipt of the approval to dissolve. So the staff is asking for a conditional waiver, and I understand why they're asking, because there's no express language in Cortese, Knox, Hertzberg that says conditional, that says deferment. But I'm fairly comfortable with our policies the way they are, that a action for deferment is sufficient, except that the deferment doesn't really require a four-fifths vote. It would just require a majority vote, though.
What if we, when and if the time comes for a motion to be made, if we said something like, that this board would recommend a conditional waiver and or deferment of the fee, that way it includes both terms if there's ever issue later, is that what you would recommend?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say belt and suspenders, that's a good idea, and based upon the way the agenda is drafted. Jesse, what do you think?
Safer is the better option for me, but I also don't see a problem with just deferment under the policy. It sounds like it's probably going to be about the same as, sort of a temporary waiver. So,
okay, we'll make sure when it comes time for a motion to be made after we hear from the public that if that's the direction that the board wants to go, that we don't somehow do something that's going to disqualify us later from being able to get reimbursed for a deferment and or conditional waiver if it comes to that. All right, thank you.
Is there any other questions for staff in this regard? So I just for just so we have it on the record here, I did ask staff to contact Westlands Water District to make sure that Westlands was consistent with what actions we were taking, so that they would not object to us, because given the role, right? And so the answer, Brian, was?
Yeah, so based off past communications, it was they were on board with it, but after receiving direction from chairman, I asked a direct question, are you guys in agreement with this dissolution? And we have that confirmation, so we have that on record now.
They actually had asked us to do this initially. It came from their special legal counsel, and Gary Sawyers.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how there was the genesis of this decision.
That's good. Just being familiar with the water agencies and Westlands in general, sometimes they keep certain type special things out there until they need them. And so I want to make sure that this wasn't something that they had in reserve in case they needed it, but it sounds like they don't. So we're fine. Yeah. Okay. Are there any questions from the public in regard to this issue? Not seeing any. I'm going to bring it back to the commissioners for a motion.
I'll make a
a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
I'll second.
Okay, so just for clarity, because Commissioner Mesnick had made a suggestion with regard to adding the terminology deferment in addition to the waiver, is that something you want to put in it, Steve? Or
conditional waiver, just
yeah.
Conditional waiver and deferment, whatever deferment. The bottom line is, we're looking to recoup our funds at the appropriate time. We're not looking to waive the fee indefinitely. We're only looking to defer this cost to collect it later from the state.
Right. So we'll include that. Okay. How about the second?
I'll accept.
Good with that? All right. Thank you. So all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Next item.
Item number 7 is executive officer comments.
All right. So just to start off here, the August agenda, consent calendar, we will be bringing a small amendment to our financial accounting procedures, and this is just to bring our policy manual to be consistent with the recent changes to our policy manual. So that's just buttoning up some previous work. Amanda will bring she has put together an application revamp to kind of spruce up our process. We will also have a hearing about the actual dissolution after today's decision. You all also have a copy of the May financials. If anybody has any questions regarding that, please let me know.
As you brought it up, if you go to the very last page, something I just want to point out, and I haven't had a chance to really look at it because I've only received this 10 minutes ago, but I think what this shows, and correct me if I'm wrong, just the burn rate on cash from July 21st to July of 2021 to May of 2022, the burn rate was $100,000, meaning the revenues that we took in was not adequate to cover the burn rate of cash. So while looking, is that an accurate statement? Are we on track to, are we burning more cash than revenues that we're receiving?
Your take on that?
Well, Commissioner Maxig, that is something that we would probably need to discuss with our former bookkeeper and get you a precise answer that I can get back to you on that.
Sorry, Amanda. One of the items I want to start adding to these is kind of just an overall, like a percentage, right? Here's the percentage that we have left in our budget, just to kind of make it easy to identify where we're at this time as far as where we're supposed to be with our annual budget. Now, there will be some differences there, as you know, some items like our allocations just come in at the beginning of the fiscal year, and so you know, it's tough to kind of spread that out and track that in comparison to our expenditures. But basically kind of spruce this up a little bit to make it a little bit more straightforward and easy to identify, you know, what our current standing is.
Yeah, and ultimately, don't worry. I brought this up with Dave before he left. It was apparent to me that we're burning more cash and we're bringing in, and so that's why we actually changed what we charge the county and the cities. I think we bumped that up to somewhere around $200,000 or $250,000 at each entity, because we were charging them at such a low rate, we were burning our reserves. And there comes a point, our reserve amount, we've set at $100,000, which I think we still have, but at some point, you know, that will completely evaporate if we don't at least break even with revenues coming in versus expenditures that are going out. So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. We'll look forward to a little more tailored data in the coming months.
Any other questions for Brian?
Did have a couple more items.
Oh, you have a couple more?
Just to go over. So I did send out copy of the SB 938 letter is available for each of you. In the past, it is something that Commission has supported. CalLAFCO asked for a second letter of support for the governor's signature. Long story short, conferred with Mario, conferred with the council, and we got the green light to send that second letter, and so a copy per policy is available for your reading pleasure. And last item is registration for CalLAFCO conference is open. Double check the budget. We do have room to also send PARA, so if you're interested.
Yeah, I have to be. I got to vote at that meeting.
Cool. So we're gonna sign you up for that. Perfect.
Should be the date.
All right, Brian. When is that?
That is October 19th. Thank you. Yeah. Shuckley here.
The one they won in Orange County? That was canceled?
Like, yeah, that's right? A new part.
Yeah.
Commissioner Parra, that does not include your bar tab.
No, yeah, it does not. No.
Exactly.
You don't have enough money in the budget.
Good catch.
Yeah, and I figured out how that burn rate's going, huh?
We found it, Nathan.
We found it.
Blue cheese olives there.
Yeah, that's all I had. Thank you.
Is this all you have? Yep. Does anybody have any questions for Brian? If no questions for Brian, I guess we will have reports by the commissioners. So we'll just go down the line.
I have nothing to report.
I have nothing to report.
Same here.
Isaac?
No.
All right. No, I do not have anything to report. So
making it a little too easy on Brian.
We'll make up for it later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess if we have gone through all our items, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
That was quick.
Second.
Okay, so all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're done.
Thank you. I got to go to DMV and stand in line.
Sweet.
I forgot yesterday was my birthday.